Baby, we need to talk. Hey, I'm serious. Yes, I know the game's about to start. Baby, please. This is really important to me. Thank you. Well, thank you for paying attention to me. I know you were looking forward to the game today. Yes, it is important to me. And thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to what I have to say. I know that, look. You're worried that I'm gonna tell you that there's something that I want you to do. Or maybe there's something about you that I want you to change. Well, you're not wrong. But it's not what you're thinking. It's nothing bad, I swear. I suppose it could be viewed as quote, unquote, bad. But only if you're not into what I'm about to ask. And I don't think you are. Let me sit next to you. No, baby. You don't have to shift so I can fit on the chair. I can sit on the floor next to you. I enjoy that, you know. Sitting on the floor. Hugging your knees while you watch TV. Or do work. I don't know. I guess it makes me feel closer to you. I feel safe, I guess. I know that must sound a little weird. When I'm in this position, your hand unconsciously slides down to my head. You don't even realize it. But you end up gently stroking my hair. Sometimes, you even pat my head like I'm a cute little kitten. No, baby, it's okay. No, no. I don't want you to stop doing that. And yes, I know you did not realize that you did that. And yes, I know that you respect me and don't think of me as some sort of little pet. I love it when you do that. I love it because it happens naturally. It's not forced or fake. The fact that you don't even realize that you do it shows that it's in your nature too. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about your natural inclinations. Yours and mine. Okay. So you already know that I'm very shy and introverted. Well, that is really just a visible manifestation of who I am inside. We both know that I am submissive by nature. Actually, no. I don't want to lie to myself anymore. In my heart, I'm more than that. In my heart, I want to give up control completely. Maybe. I guess what I'm struggling to get out. What I'm struggling to tell you. Okay. I think I should just come out and say it. Lay my cards on the table. Baby, what I want you to do, or what I ask of you is to take complete control of our relationship. I want you to make the decisions. Consider my option, yes? But tell me what I need to do. Tell me exactly how you want me to please you. How you like things to be done. What you want. Make me understand. Even if it means having to put your foot down. Even if it means having to discipline me. I want to belong to you. Baby, no. No, I'm not saying that I want us to get engaged or married or anything like that. Listen to me, okay? I am asking you to be my master. Yes, I did just say that. And I'll say it again. I want you to be my master. I don't just want to be a girlfriend. I want to be your slave. This is where I want to be. Like I am now. On my knees. In front of you. Knowing that you want me. Me begging. Knowing that you're in control. I'm here to serve you and to please you. And baby, I know that you want that too. You would not use the same words. You might not lay it out like I have. But I see the look in your eyes when you fuck me. I feel the emotions in your body whenever I suck you up while I am on my knees. That rabbit look, like you know I know. And when you lose yourself in the moment and end up fucking my mouth, I'll look in your eyes when I gag and struggle as you slide down my throat. The look of a man who knows he owns a girl. I feel it every time you forcibly bend me over your desk and fuck my ass at random hours during the day. Like yesterday, when I was acting like a brat. I was just craving your attention. I'm sorry. But you knew exactly what I needed. You just stood up and took over, pinned my arms behind my back, and bent me over your work desk like I was some little ragdoll. You ripped my panties off, tore it off my shaking body, and you didn't stop, even when I started to gasp and struggle. You even made me beg for it. You made me beg. You made me beg you to fuck me in the ass. You made me spell it out. And then you drove in. As soon as the words were out of my mouth, you were inside me. I was screaming and crying and begging. You had me like a little needy slut, begging you to fuck my ass, harder as the tears roll down my cheeks. Please be honest with me. I know you want this, baby. You want to dominate me, but you're such a good man that you hold yourself back. Respect me so much that you contain yourself. But baby, I don't want you to contain yourself. I want you to dominate me. I want you to tell me what to do. I want you to take what you want. whenever you want and however you want. And I want you to know that it's also what I want. You indulge me in bed when I ask you to. We already roleplay it. Why should we even deny ourselves? Why should you deny yourself when you know I want to be a slut for you? When you know that I want it too? Because I want this more than anything in the world. To belong to you. Literally. To know that you own me. To know that you can take me whenever you want. That on a whim, you can fuck me or punish me. That you can make me serve you or service you, even if people are around. And yes, I know that sometimes I can be stubborn or even like a little brat. And I know that you don't like it. I know that if you accept this, that you'll train me to your standards, not mine. And I understand that it won't be unpleasant. I understand. And I want that. I really want to be molded by you. Molded into your perfect possession. Will you accept me as your slave, sir? Will you become my master?